No matter what your dream is, never give up chasing your dreams.
Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jared Easley. I'm your host. And of course, joining me is Miss Christine.
Hi.
How are you? You sound so energized. And like, it's not like you just had a run-in at the post office or anything.
No. I'm doing well.
And you just celebrated your birthday. Happy birthday.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope it went well. Like you weren't one of those quarantine birthdays where you're just by yourself all day and sad.
No. I was fine. I wasn't out, you know, not following orders, but I, you know.
Okay. So you did self-distance and.
Yes.
But. It
was, and still had fun. Had a good time.
Okay. Well, we won't ask about that on this. All right. But our yeah. guest today is somebody that I'm really excited to talk to. I know you are as well. And that's William Hung. We've known about William Hung for many, many years because of, you know, his, basically his situation with American Idol. But yeah, let's do a quick intro for William. William has been an entertainer and a speaker for the last 16 years. He's known throughout the world, of course, for his failed American Idol audition. However, that experience helped him to reinvent himself and work with others. He now works with organizations and individuals, teaching them how to effectively get their message across, communicate authentically, and share their unique points of view without fear. He's also the author of the new book, Champion by Choice. We really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so William, we do things a little differently on this podcast, so we're going to start with an icebreaker. I'm going to ask you a question that's going to seem a little bit random, but it's intended to get to know you better. And so the first question is, what is the best concert that you've ever been to?
Ooh, the best concert. The best concert I've been to is the one where I performed with Ricky Martin on the same stage in Las Vegas 2 years ago.
Nice. Wow. So did you do She Bangs with Ricky Martin? Is that
yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. I'm sure the fans love that.
Girl, it's so crazy. Even without me performing, the atmosphere was insane. Like people were like, rocking, that whole energy of the building. Oh my God. It's incredible.
I'm sure we'll talk about this more later, but I just think that's so neat how such a random experience years ago is still giving you opportunities like getting on a stage and performing with Ricky Martin. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's insane. I know.
All right, over to you, Christine.
Okay, William, we're going to finish this sentence. If you ever play a Japanese role-playing game, I recommend blank. Finish the sentence.
You know, you asked the right person, because there's something a lot of people don't know about this. I actually have an interest in Japanese role-playing games. So the sentence I finished with will be Atelier Ryza. So Atelier Ryza is a role-playing game where the main character, she would use alchemy to create like magic bombs, keys, weapons. And it's a really cool journey. I really like this particular series, because it's different from the ones before, where it feels like, you know, like doom or gloom, right? We are fighting this big evil monster. He's going to end the world. You know, it's very different flavor. Like the main character is like a farm girl, you know, kind of non-assuming. So yeah, I could relate to her and her characters and her, you know, the supporting characters throughout.
That's awesome. Let's do another finish this sentence. Finish this sentence, William. My favorite thing about poker is.
You know, my favorite thing about poker is that it teaches me life lessons that's valuable no matter what I do. In life, you always have a choice to fold the hand that you don't like playing and play the next hand.
Okay. Well said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, William, you attended civil engineering school in the past, but realized that was not for you and not what you wanted to do. Tell us a little bit about that.
For the civil engineering, I thought that I would be good at math and science because I was doing well in high school. But it turns out that I couldn't like get any traction. It's like I just struggled barely to get by. So I wasn't feeling great about civil engineering. That's why I feel like the most important reason is because I didn't know how to ask for help. I didn't know how to get a support system going. I finally got some help after I joined the Bible studies for later on. But yeah, it was a big struggle the first couple of years.
Okay, so we know that ultimately you didn't stay in civil engineering. You eventually transitioned out of that. But I want to temporarily go back to the audition. So the American Idol audition, you basically have done an incredible job of taking what was a failed experience, learning from it, and then continuing on a path to pursue what you're passionate about and helping others around you. So tell us about the experience on American Idol and some lessons that you learned from it.
Ooh, American Idol. I would say that the biggest benefit is really not just the extra windfall of money that I made. The biggest benefit from my American Idol experience is to meet all kinds of fascinating people around the world. So the most valuable lesson I learned is to never judge someone by the way they look. Never judge someone by their cover. You know, really understand their deeper about their values and their visions.
Oh, well said. And I would imagine you've met all kinds of people. I mean, you mentioned
Ricky Martin. Other celebrities.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ricky Martin, policemen. Yeah.
So I would imagine you just go outside and people are like, hey, I recognize you. Does that happen pretty often?
It used to be like to the point where I couldn't do things in my normal life, but now it's more manageable. Okay. not as crazy.
but back several years ago, if you went into a Starbucks, you'd barely be able to get out of there, I bet.
Yeah. I remember the first 4 years was when it was difficult to have a normal life. It's like, oh my God, I knew that SheBangs guy. Could I have a picture with you?
Now, was that like kind of gratifying or was that eventually you were like, I don't want to deal with this?
Yeah, it's hard to say if it's positive or negative. Like you mentioned, I agree with you. The positive is like, I'm glad I have fans, but everywhere. But the con is that, like, okay, well, I don't mind taking a picture with you, but let me order my coffee first.
Right. I just want a coffee.
The first coffee.
did they ever buy you the coffee?
A few times, they're not random fans though. They know who I am. Like we are friends. Yeah.
That's good.
If you were to do over or to do anything different from that American Idol audition, what would you do differently?
Nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
because I look at it based on at that point in my life. I don't look at it like right now where I have done it. That's not I don't think that's a good way to approach life, because you could only focus on the best decision. You could only give your best at that moment in your life. And as a 20-year-old college kid, you know, I decided that I want to stay positive. Because I thought that the American Idol judges were just playing their roles. So there's no need for me to get angry and upset.
Yeah.
So when you walked out of that, when that happened, you literally were not angry or hurt or bitter or frustrated. You genuinely felt like, okay.
No, I'm a little disappointed for sure. Because what people might not know, it's like I had to go through multiple wrongs before I get to see Randy, Paula, and Simon. But realistically, I knew that it's going to be very hard for me to win, for anybody to win in general, because over 100,000 people audition every single year. So at some point, you're going to lose. It's just reality. So,
well, but it is pretty amazing that experience is one of the most popular, well-known experiences out of all the seasons of American Idol. It's pretty pretty incredible.
That is true. Yeah,
I mean, there's been a lot of people who didn't make it, but none of them have been quite as visible or have had the story. What I think is a redemptive story, you know, of what happened with you. So congratulations on that. I think, you know, I'm sure that stung a little bit, but like you said, I mean, there's been a lot of really positive things that come from it. Speaking of, I mean, you transitioned, obviously you didn't stay in civil engineering, and then, you know, you went through this experience of American Idol, and there's a lot of people probably don't know, well, what happened between now and, you know, 16 years later or however many years it's been, where you've transitioned now to what you do. Let's just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that transition is a pretty long journey. I would say that I'm I've been always reinventing myself over the years. So the first major phase would be like after the first 4 years of my entertainment business, because things started to slow down. I couldn't just sit around, you know, wait for the next gig. So yeah, that's when I decided, okay, maybe it's time to finish school, get a government job, and then go from there. So yeah, that was the first major transition. And then I worked for the government for the last 8 years. And I thought, okay, well, it's an okay life. I get paid reasonable amount of money. I got good benefits. It's stable. But is this the life I want for the rest of my life? And the answer is no. It's just like, I don't want to be the average cubicle guy. I feel that I'm capable of so much more. So that's why I got into public speaking. And I started speaking more like a hobby, just something fun to do. What's fun about the speaking? I joined an organization called Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. Many people probably heard of this. And what it is a speaking platform where you can practice your speeches every week or every other week. And then every meeting, there's a section called Table Topics. And to me, it's like the dream come true. It's like a 2-minute speaking karaoke. You can talk about whatever you want.
For 2 minutes.
I've been in Toastmasters. I know what you're talking about. I don't know if you've tried it, Christine, but yeah.
No, I haven't done it, but I know a friend that she used to do it.
Yeah, they put you on the spot and then you have to, for 2 minutes, they'll give you a topic. It doesn't mean you have to actually stay on that topic. But you have to talk.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you can say whatever you want. Yeah.
It is. It helps you though. You get better at it if you do it, if you practice it. Okay. Christine, go ahead.
Yes, I saw you change some of my notes. William, why is complacency a problem?
Well, that's continuing the story about my speaking, complacency is a problem because if we just settle for what we have, then we end up living, how do I say it? What's the right word for this? One of my friends used the word hedonistic life. It's like you just do what... You just self-serve yourself day to day, and then eventually you're not going to be happy inside. You know, that's not how we achieve true happiness and joy in our lives. So that's why it's a problem. Thinking about like speaking and the whole journey I'm going through recently, I have a choice. You have a choice. You, wherever you're listening to this podcast, you have a choice. You have a choice to say, okay, well, I made enough money. I could just sit around, play video games, order some nice food and drinks, and
that's exactly what I like.
Or Japanese
food and play video games,
or Japanese role playing games.
Yeah.
I strategically asked that question just for Christine's benefit.
It's funny. He's got jokes.
No, it's true that you were kind of feeling complacent, it sounds like, when you were doing the government job, and then you decided, okay, now I'm not going to be complacent. I'm going to go ahead and make a transition. Was that a little bit scary for you, because you're going from this role where you have some stability and you have kind of something that you know real well, and now you're kind of stepping into something that's completely different, and you might fail again, and what was that like?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. Because I just got into like poker professionally a couple of years ago. I mean, so another game that I enjoy playing is poker. I've been playing the game for over 15 years. But I would say the last couple of years is when I thought, okay, well, maybe I can quit my job. Is it scary to get out of my government job? Yeah, absolutely. So I just thought that like I needed to start somewhere. So one of the things I enjoy is I play poker a lot. I played poker 15 years ago, but last couple of years was when I took it seriously. So I put in over 1,000 hours as a side hustle just to prove that I could make it. And I could make it. So I quit my job as of January 2020 this year. And then
congratulations.
And then the casinos got closed.
Yes. Exactly. Oh,
well, you can play online poker, right?
not so easy in the United States. Yeah. But the real big problem, and this is a secret, but I don't mind putting it out there because it's not going to be a secret a few months from now. Poker is, I feel like, I mean, I'm walking into a dying industry because people now are using like supercomputers to have like game theory optimal solutions within 10, they could like have it on the side. They could calculate the correct play within 10 seconds. Why they play online. It's ridiculous.
Wow. Yeah, so not really making it an even playing field.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, if this is the direction the poker is going, it's not a good direction. So, yeah, and unfortunately, yeah, poker is complicated to an extent, but it's a simple enough game where people could find the optimal strategy very easily now.
Mm-hmm. How can someone turn?
It's time to move on to something else.
Well, we need 10 seconds to calculate our question.
Right. Supercomputer. Yeah. Do your thing. Yeah. Now, William, how can someone turn their uncertainty into an advantage?
Well, I'm going through uncertainty now. So I would say the best way you can do it is to sit down and figure out what is your talent and passion. Because I know that my talent is still in math, in gaming. I love games throughout my life. So I know that I'll find something within that direction. And today it just happened. As of this recording, one of my friends send me a referral to look at a position as a community manager for Blizzard, a huge gaming company.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
We want to hear about that. When that plays out, let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes in life, you don't know the how. So maybe maybe focus less on the how and just decide that, okay, I'm going to make it happen. Somehow I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to update my LinkedIn profile. I'm going to get my resumes and cover letters ready. You know, when the right opportunity opens up, you can take advantage of it.
I wanted to kind of back up. You're talking about Toastmasters and public speaking. Why is public speaking something that can help a person's confidence and potentially their business?
Oh, public speaking is huge. It's not optional. People including myself, for many years, I thought public speaking is just nice to have. You know, you could sound better at the podcast interview. You could sound better when you talk to your friend. That is not true. Imagine if you were to lose your business or your job by the end of this month or the next few weeks. That could easily happen to you if you stay complacent. So that's why what Christine brought a really good point as well. So the way to address it is to figure out how you can articulate the value of the work you do correctly to your audience. That's the hardest thing to do. It sounds so simple, but it's so hard to communicate. Wow, why should Blizzard consider bringing me in as a gaming community manager, for example? That's a really hard one. And just like anything else, like even in sales, in business, like you try to persuade people to get into your coaching, or if you sell some course, whatever, everything requires public speaking.
Now, you recently posted on Instagram about the three C's. Tell us what are the three C's and why they're important.
Yeah. Oh, that one. So I remember it's chance, choice, and change. So that one didn't come from me. Like I mentioned on the Instagram post, it came from a brochure I read from Toastmasters. But still, it's a great life concept. It's like you have to take the chance to make the choice to change. Otherwise, nothing will happen in your life.
Yeah, well said. You have a book coming out, which congratulations. So it's called Champion by Choice. What compelled you to write that?
I want to leave a legacy for people. I want to leave something with the written word where there's a complete version of my story. That's unbiased. It's my own story. That's why I put out the book. Because no matter what speech or what interview I do, I feel like I'm just sharing pieces of my puzzle.
Legacy.
I mean, tell us a little bit about the book.
So the idea is to teach people that they can choose to be a champion every day. So, and they can learn some like interesting insights or approaches to life from my life stories. And some of them you already heard throughout this podcast interview.
William, you recently used a shopping trip to Costco as a way to engage with your audience. Tell us about your Price is Right giveaway idea and what made you think to try this creative challenge.
I wanted to do something more interesting. I got the inspiration from my friends, because my friends would post their shopping trips photos online. And then I thought, okay, how could I make it more interesting instead of just reporting what I bought? I bought 2 toilet paper, 1 lamb chop, whatever, right? So I thought, okay, how can I make it more interesting? So that's how I came up with it. And I would love to do more of that.
Well, yeah. And so you said, hey, everybody, guess how much money is the total amount for what's in the basket? You took a picture of your Costco basket.
Yes.
And then the winners got your book, right? You're going to send them a copy of your book?
Yes.
I love that.
I did. I already did. Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. Awesome. Okay. we already kind of hinted at this, and I want to, I'm sure this is going to play into it. And there's probably some other things you haven't talked about, but what are some upcoming projects that you're excited about?
Ooh, but I have this bigger vision where I want to create a gaming platform, like kind of like SimCity, where people can experience different life scenarios. Like they could try out to be a teacher. They could try out to be a policeman. They could try out to be a podcaster, and learn from that simulation experience without losing their current way of life, without investing a lot in their life to find out, oh, that's not for me, because I'm someone that has to go through that. So that's why I'm very passionate about creating this platform. And then some of the other priorities I'm working on, I'm looking for collaboration opportunities like Blizzard. I don't know if it's right for me yet. I'm just going to apply and talk, have a conversation, but it depends. And then overall, I still want to continue speaking, because speaking is extremely important no matter what direction I intend to commit. It turns out that like if I want to get a job, I need to speak. If I want to get support for my gaming, get crowdfunding, I need to speak. If I want to get paid to make some money, for virtual speaking for companies or coaching, of course I still need to speak.
Well said. Who's doing something that interests you right now, William? Who's doing something that interests you?
I love playing video games. I play like strategy games like Hearthstone, Runeterra, Civilization 6. So yeah, that's where I could say spend and waste a lot of my time too.
Don't be complacent, William.
All right. I won't.
There's a good book called Champion by Choice, and you can check it out. That's my next question. What's the best place for people that are listening today to pick up their copy of your new book, Champion by Choice, and then stay connected with you online?
So just people can go to my website, willhung.com, willhung.com. You could also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter.
Excellent.
All right. As we wrap it up, William, we want to know, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
No matter what your dream is, never give up chasing your dreams. Take one step at a time, take inspired action each and every day, and you eventually get there.
And of course, she bangs.
Yes, everything coming from the She Bangs guy.
Hey, seriously, we are super proud of you. Congratulations on everything, and we appreciate the time, and wish you the absolute best. And yeah, we're just grateful that you can share your story here, and you have that story of overcoming and learning to, take things that could have been negative and turn them into positive, and not only for you, but to help a lot of other people. We appreciate that.
Thank you.